In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the third Sunday of the Great Fast. And as we all know, the third Sunday is about the prodigal son, or the son who left his father's house and went wandering, looking for freedom and joy, ended up being humiliated and coming back to himself, coming to his father and being received with the kindness of his father. And as we can see in the story, the two sons had problems with their dad. Unfortunately, both of them departed from his love in a different way. One took himself and went out, and the second one was living inside, but still holding this bitterness and resentment against his father. And we wonder how this would happen, especially knowing that this father was a symbol of God himself. Kind, loving, generous, he's still not favored by his children. There is a scheme that Satan is very good with, is to drive a wedge in relationships. He comes and tries to find any kind of crack and get himself in this, and then separates people from their crucial relationships. We have four crucial relationships that we cannot really live without. Our relationship with God, our relationship with the church, with our spiritual fathers, and with the family. And these four crucial relationships are always the target for Satan to get between us and them and try to find a way in order to separate us from them. There are different kinds of wedges, and sometimes we become subject to this kind of scheme. The first wedge is the wedge of doubt. The doubt. As Satan came in the first temptation to Eve and said, okay, if you eat, you will be okay. Made her to doubt God and what he said. You will not surely die. This is the first thing. I make you to doubt God and what he said. I make you to doubt the church and what the church believes in. Make you to doubt that your parents are good parents and they care about you. Doubts. And get in the middle and then find a way to make a separation. Not only doubting the integrity of the word of God, but also his care. When he told Eve, God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. As if saying that God does not like you enough to make you like him. He knows, and he is threatened by this kind of like possibility. If you eat, you will be like him. And again, this kind of doubt is something that comes to our minds all the time. Is my father or my mother cares about me? Is the church care about me? Is my father of confession really respect me after whatever I say in front of him in confession? Doubt, and getting in the middle. Another wedge is the perception of unfair treatment and lack of love. The older son is living inside, but he has this kind of like perception that I am treated unfairly. My father is not treating me the way I deserve. I stayed with him, I served him, and he does not like me enough to give me something to celebrate with my friends. This perception of unfairness is so common. I perceive my parents are not fair. They like my brother or sister more than me. They do not like me enough, for whatever reason. Abuna does not like me. Why? For whatever reason. And then I will make up a reason in order for me to believe the whole thing. It's a perception, might be totally in my mind, but sadly, it's a common wedge. Another wedge is the fantasy of missed joy and freedom outside of the relationship. I am tired of this relationship. If I come out from this family, I will be the happiest. If I get out from this woman or this man, my husband, my wife, and then I will start new, fresh, what kind of mistake did I do marrying this person? And then this fantasy about if I'm out, I will be a happier person. If I'm away from this church, then I will be happier. I wish I belong to another denomination. All the people in the church are mean. Just how I feel like outside, I will be good and I will be in a better status. Another wedge also is the wedge of distrust. I don't believe that you really mean what you say. Whatever you say. Parents keep on saying to their kids, you are the most precious people we have. Still, maybe, maybe not. Even if all what you are doing is proving this, I still have this kind of distrust for no reason. Just a wedge that I received from the enemy. Then what follows? After the wedge comes this sense of self-pity. Ah, how poor and miserable I am. And we keep on playing this kind of voice over and over. Surrendering to the victim mentality. The older son is enjoying all of the goodness of his father and he's saying, lo, these many years I have been serving you and you never give me a goat to celebrate with. If he looks carefully, definitely he will find many things that were granted from his father. But this self-pity made him again to acquire this victim mentality. So common, so loved, favored, that I live as a victim. How poor I am, how unlucky or unfortunate I am. The second one is to start piling up the negative files. Oh, when I was 3 years old, you screamed in my face. I still remember it. It hurt me. Okay. And then what? When I was 5, I was going to school. I wanted to be dressed in this kind of clothes. You said no, and you maybe spanked me. Oh. And this file keeps on growing and growing. And Satan is very good to bring all of the kind of negative files. How many times you prayed and God did not respond to you? How many times you pleaded with Him? Ask it fervently. You ask it for all of the intercessions of the saints you know. And God did not respond. He doesn't like you. And this kind of file keep on building. Many people are living with these files in their minds. Again, it's maybe their spouses or their parents. I have files. All of them are negative. And when this person starts talking, you will be surprised how he is keeping track of hundreds of files. All of them are negative. Nothing good. Only the things that I remember. Never give me a goat. This is what I remember. The third step is listening to the choir conducted by the chief divider. Post something on any website saying the church was mean to me. You will find hundreds of people responding back. Going into the chant of Awiya. The church is so mean. The Coptic church in particular doesn't like her people. Doesn't care about them. Say something about Abuna said something to me. You will find 100 people saying, oh yes, another Abuna said this and he did this. And we keep on. A choir started to play in order to get that voice to be repeated over and over and over. Become louder and louder and louder. Say one time that, oh, my father was mean or my mother was abusive. Find hundreds of people responding, confirming. Yes, parents are generally mean. And then after this comes the emotional separation and resentment. I am here physically, but I am away mentally. I am in the relationship because I have to. But in my heart, I am not here. I am not in the church. I am not in a relationship with God. I don't belong to this family. I wait for the time where I find an opportunity to run away from a relationship that I define as was not fair. And then isolation comes. I am separated and I live in my own imagination, in my fantasy. I am isolated from other people, from God, from the church, from my parents, from my spouse. And that's it. I'm in my room, I'm on my phone, and I'm just getting busy until the time comes when I can run away. The last step is going away, as the younger son made, and falling as prey in the hands of the wolf that waiting for the sheep to be by itself in order to devour it. How can we escape the trap? How can we not to fall into this scheme of receiving a wedge in our minds and our hearts? The first step is to realize the scheme and the wedge. When you hear the voice saying, God does not care, the church does not love you, Abuna does not like you, your parents do not care, your spouse is not loving you, don't listen to this. Respond to it and be fair and look at it with an objective mind and heart. The second step is to open up, to talk and listen. Don't keep this kind of feelings growing inside, boiling inside without talking about them. It will help a lot if you go and talk and confront a person saying, this is how I feel, what do you have to respond to me? You will be surprised when you will hear, I never imagined this is how you feel about my relationship with you. This might be maybe very simple. Just open up. And opening up does not mean just talking. Sometimes when we talk what we feel, but we have to listen what the other person has to say, what God himself has to say, how he is going to respond to my complaint. The third step is to realize these relationships, we have no way to survive away from them. As St. Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Where can I go away from God? Where can I go from the church? Where can I go from my spiritual fathers or my parents or my family? Where exactly can I find rest and comfort and find myself and be fulfilled away from these kind of relationships? This realization is important. I will fight for it. I will keep the relationship. I will work it out as much as it depends on me. The last step is the love and understanding of the Father. It's a great deal of the healing for the father to just hug the son or the daughter and say, okay, I was maybe misunderstood. Let me explain to you. Maybe you got it wrong. Let me try to work things with you. This is very important. If the father was still responding in a way that was like being hurt, and then we go into hurt and being hurt back and forth, nothing will be resolved. The father said nothing, just ran to his son, hugged him, received him back, and this was the end of the story. Be careful in how this scheme works. Don't allow Satan to drive this wedge in your mind and your heart against all of the relationships that are so valuable for you, and you cannot live without it. May the Lord to keep us all safe, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.